ओम शांति, ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन खास सभी भाई बहनों की तरफ से
अनुदेव सतगुरु
प्यारी दीदी जी के निमित्त याद कर ली,
especially took loving remembrances on behalf of the Brahmin family for Didi Manmohini. And as I entered the subtle region,
decoration dikhai de rahi thi, alag alag prakar ke,
I saw that it was beautifully decorated today.
Alag alag design bane hue the. Kuch samay ke baad
there were a variety of designs in different colored lights. After a few seconds, I see that from a distance, a Pushpak Viman appears, and that too was decorated. Within the Pushpak Viman was Baba and Didi Manmohini. Didi was decorated in the form of a beloved deity, in the form of a goddess Shakti. As that Viman, the Pushpak Viman, descends, Baba smiles and then tells Didi,
स्वागत के लिए कितनी सुंदर सजावट की है। तो दीदी बाबा की ओर
जस्ट लुक एट हाउ द सटल रीजन हैज बीन डेकोरेटेड इन योर वेलकम। दीदी लुक्स एट बाबा, स्माइल्स एंड रिप्लाइज, व्हाई हैज दिस बीन डन फॉर मी, इट इज लुकिंग वेरी ब्यूटिफुल।
अपने मन के उद्गार,
सो बाबा एक्सप्लेन्स,
अमृत वेले से ही
all the children have expressed the thoughts of their minds from the time of Amrit Vela. So all those thoughts, those sentiments have been reaching Baba and Didi. The love, the sweet complaints and the memories reaching Baba and Didi. So this is all that has been expressed in the form of the decoration. So Didi looks at everything very detached and yet lovingly. She smiles and says, Baba, this is actually all for you. So within the decoration, there was a beautiful decoration in light. The different colored rays of light were emerging from this design and they were creating new designs. And there was another decoration in light which had a golden circle and then a semicircle, a half moon circle, and in the third direction there were just like strands of rays of light and lovely designs, lovely images between these strands of light. And in the fourth was a decoration of light, but it was just sparkling now and again. So Baba said, did you see all of this? Didi was looking at everything and smiling. So in the first decoration, Didi was looking at that and was extremely happy. So Baba said, these represent Didi's service companions. Some have gone into the advance party and there are some who came at the time of the establishment of service and they've continued to cooperate and service. So these were the souls of the advance party and those who were responsible for the establishment of the yagya. So she takes hold of their hands and starts to dance in joy. Didi then looked at the second decoration of light, and that represented those who have taken sustenance from Didi. They are the ones who were brought closer to Baba by Didi. They are the ones who had inculcated all the codes of conduct in their lives. So they appeared in a circle. We had Baba and Didi in the center. So that, and what was visible from Didi and Baba was the gop form, the gop and gopi form. And then in the third decoration, which just had the strands of light, they represented those children who listened to Didi, they heard the codes of conduct from Didi, they inculcated those teachings in their lives. These souls always keep Baba, Dadi and Didi in front of them, and they're having many special experiences in their Brahmin life. And then the fourth decoration represented those whom Didi had sent subtle vibrations, she had given them experiences, she had given those souls sakash in an incognito way. They also represented the VIP souls who used to come and meet Didi, and those who took back a lot from simply Didi's drishti. They continue to remember Didi, those memories keep them close to Baba. Didi was smiling, and I then asked Didi where she had gone today. So Baba said, "Where do you think we went?" So of course it's understood that Baba and Didi must have gone on a tour of the entire world. So then a very large screen emerged, and on that screen we saw the five continents, and different scenes of each country was visible on the screen. So some places the light was very bright, at some places was a bit dim, some places the light was sparkling, and in some places they were sparkling very brightly. So wherever there was a bit of darkness, there was a bit of sparkle, not too much light, then Didi would indicate, signal to that place. So Baba then asked me, "Do you know what Didi is indicating?" So I said, "Yes, Didi is sharing something. She's signaling something." So Didi then said, "So much time has passed by, but then there are still some places where that places where the light hasn't been illuminated very brightly yet. And in some places the light has been ignited, but it is not glowing brightly. So when will this happen? When will the light be strong and firm?" So Didi then looks towards Baba. Baba then said, "The children are on the job." So Didi says, "But yes, sometimes the children do become a bit careless, isn't it?" "They are." "So yes, we know that the children are doing what they need to, but the carelessness sometimes reduces the effort." So Didi then says, "The children have to be careful about the systems, the codes of conduct, the disciplines of the Brahmin life, because through this you have to make your inner stage, your inner world, your inner kingdom very firm and strong. Through this the children can carry out every task easily, through signals, with their powerful thoughts they can transform situations, transform tasks, and it will become much easier." I then said, "Didi, what are you doing at the present time?" Baba smiled and then explained What is Didi doing now? She is doing a lot. What did Baba then do? Baba emerged all the souls of the advanced party. Didi took everyone's hand in her hand. It was Didi and Dadi in front. They were holding each other's hands and hands of the advanced party. They were moving towards in a V shape. And as they're moving ahead, it was as though new scenes of transformation were very visible, very clear in front of them. So Baba said, Didi and the souls of the advanced party, they are doing things for the transformation towards the new world. She is giving sakash for those who are going to be instruments to bring about that new world. They are empowering the intellects of those souls, those instruments, and they are guiding those instruments of what they need to do. So Didi said that yes, the advanced party souls are doing all they can, and souls of this world are also doing, making efforts, but there is a difference between the speed of the advanced party souls. Those who need to be instruments for the new world are ready, but sometimes the Brahmin souls who are in this world, their speed is sometimes fast, sometimes slow. And because of this, the task that has to progress fast, that the pace reduces at times. So I then asked Didi, what needs to be done? Didi smiled and said, the present scene that has come in front of everyone, this scene is teaching everyone to use the power of silence, accumulate experiences within the self, go into research, and enable others to have experiences and enable others to accumulate attainments through that. Just as the scientists are engaged in different inventions, you children have to go into silence and share vibrations of experiences. And those who are the foundation of those who are the instruments of transformation, those souls, those instrument souls will receive strength and they will be able to speed in their activities. I then said, Didi, everyone has sent loving remembrances for you. Yes, Didi said, the remembrances have reached me. And Baba continues to send me to meet everyone from time to time. Baba is enabling many souls to have the experiences of the power of this land of transformation. Many seeds of love have been sown on this land, and so that is bearing fruit and people are continuing to have experiences of Madhuban. Very fortunate souls are on this land of Madhuban, so continue to recognize your fortune. Stabilize yourself in that form according to the time and drama. Time is giving us inspirations for detachment, for disinterest. It's drawing our attention to economy. So the children have to pay special attention to this. Through this that you will become more powerful, you will experience for yourself that many souls are getting a glimpse of Baba through me. You are going to be able to reveal Baba to the world. You have to bring souls closer to Baba.
And
So don't be careless in the task that you've been given of world transformation, but speeding up your efforts. Didi then shared remembrances with everyone. She smiled and said, Didi is happy to see everyone's effort, but sometimes carelessness should end. The carelessness that sometimes appears has to be finished. I then placed the bhog in front of Baba. Baba unveiled the, opened the trays and fed Didi. Didi then shared the bhog with advanced party souls and those who are instruments of service here. Didi said, these are the right hand, Baba's right hands, and these right hands will do wonders in service, so that there is just one sound that is heard all over the world, that these are the souls are instruments for transformation. And this is our one Father. Didi then shared remembrances for everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.